The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's the Daily Dish.
Oh, watch out for all the nerds. Nerd alerts.
But really.
it's coming yet again. Yes, another Star Wars movie. And of course, I don't know why people are doing this, but they still do it. They're camping out in front of movie theaters in order to watch The Rise of Skywalker.
But it's what, like 3-4 days away until...
It's Thursday, I remember back in the 90s, when they re-released the originals, there were tons of people standing in line. And then when they had a ton of people standing in line for the episode one, there was a ton of people then in the early 2000s, and I'm sure all those people were disappointed when they saw that one, because Jar Jar Binks, that's all I have to say. But at least 150 people are camping out outside of Hollywood's Chinese Theater, where they're going to be doing the premiere, and obviously all over the place as well. One super fan says,
well, when Star Wars comes, you put everything on hold, and it's like having a baby. No.
Is it really?
That was a direct quote. I actually had that audio from that guy. His name is Nicholas Johnson.
Wait. Why is he comparing this to having a baby?
Well, it's a lot. There's a lot involved in it, you know? It's a big surprise. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
But you want to be there. It's the anticipation. It's all that stuff.
I got you. Well, I hope that they're not too cold waiting for that. But, I mean, it is in Hollywood, so maybe it's going to be a little warmer over there. But People Magazine says that John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John dressed as their Grease characters on Friday in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Yeah, they had this meet-and-greet event at the outdoor amphitheater, and fans joined them for this massive sing-along. I hope they have video of this, because I definitely want to see that. And see if they actually sing to each other like they did at in a bunch of those jams.
I'm sure Olivia Newton-John could fit in her old outfits, but John Travolta, on the other hand,
not so much. Snug.
that's not going to work out for you, buddy.
No.
Well, that's the Daily Dish for today.